Good morning, everybody. I'm just going to give it a few more minutes to allow for others to join us, and then we'll start the hearing. Good morning to those who just joined. We're going to give it a few more minutes to allow for others to join us, and then we'll start. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. Welcome and thank you for attending this hearing today. My name is Eileen Yap, and I'm the Associate General Counsel for the Press Credentials Office at the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment. The Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment, also known as MOME, is holding this public hearing pursuant to the City Administrative Procedure Act, or CAPA, to provide the public with the opportunity to comment on MOME's proposed press credentials rules. We will not be answering any questions or responding to your comments today, but please know that we will consider all comments we receive as we finalize this rule. It is now 11:05 a.m. on Tuesday, November 23, 2021, and I am hereby convening the public hearing. Please note that this hearing is being recorded. The proposed press credentials rules were published in the City Record on October 22, 2021. Copies of the published notice and rules are available at the City Record website, at the New York City Rules website, and on MOME's website. Pursuant to CAPA, MOM also electronically transmitted the rules to the Office of the Speaker of the Council, the Council's Office of Legislative Documents, the Corporation Council, each council member, the chairs of all community boards, the news media, and civic organizations. Sections 389B and 1043 of the City Charter and Local Law 46 of 2021, which is codified as Section 3-119.4 of the City Administrative Code, authorize MOM to promulgate these proposed rules. Local Law 46 of 2021 transfers the duty to issue press credentials from the New York City Police Department, also known as NYPD, to MOM, and is effective on January 20, 2022. MOM's proposed press credential rules will replace the NYPD's press card issuing rules, which will be repealed as of the effective date of Local Law 46. Valid press credentials issued by the NYPD will remain valid until January 15, 2023, and will be subject to MOM's rules after January 20, 2022. MOM is proposing revisions to the NYPD's existing press card issuing rules to reflect changes required by Local Law 46. Specifically, anyone denied a press credential would be entitled to appeal such denial before the Office of Administrative Trials and Hearings, also known as OATH. Only MOM is authorized to suspend or revoke a press credential, and such suspension or revocation may not be performed until after the press credential holder is provided with an opportunity to be heard before OATH. In addition, these rules would establish criteria for the denial, suspension, or revocation of a press credential. Specifically, the proposed rules would provide application procedures for press credentials, criteria for denial of an application for a press credential, and criteria for suspension or revocation of a press credential in a manner that promotes a free and independent press, subject to reasonable safety and evidence concerns. We will now proceed to comments. Everyone has been muted, and only persons who wish to comment will be unmuted when it is their turn to speak. We will be following these ground rules. For order of appearance, anyone who wanted to comment on the proposed rules was requested to sign up before this hearing and will be called to testify in the order that they signed up. Anyone who does not appear when their name is called will be deemed to have passed over the opportunity to testify, but will be called again at the end of the hearing. At that time, persons who did not appear when called or did not sign up before the hearing will be given an opportunity to comment. As for time limits on testimony, each person will have a maximum of 3 minutes to testify. We will be keeping time, and to be fair to each person seeking to comment, we will strictly require each speaker to conclude their testimony at 3 minutes. We will notify you when you have reached your 3-minute limit, and we will mute you at that point. If you think your comment will take longer than 3 minutes, please synthesize your oral testimony and leave a written copy for the record. For written comments, the deadline to submit written testimony is midnight tonight and can be emailed to mediarules@media.nyc.gov. Thank you, and I will now call the first person. Mickey H. Osterreicher. Oh, 1 second. We're going to unmute you, Mickey. 1 second. Okay. I can hear you now. You ready to go?
Yes. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to testify regarding this proposed rule. My name is Mickey Osterreicher, and I'm the general counsel for the National Press Photographers Association. I'm also speaking on behalf of several other press organizations advocating for the First Amendment rights of journalists. While NPPA believes the proposed rule represents an important and commendable step because it places the authority to issue, suspend, and revoke press credentials solely with MOM, and thus prohibiting the NYPD or any other agency to threaten or summarily seize those credentials, and better defines and strengthens the procedural due process rights of journalists by requiring that a hearing be held before the press credential is suspended or revoked. We assert also that it should be go further in defining the criteria under which suspensions and revocations may occur. As Justice Gorsuch noted in a Supreme Court case almost anyone can be arrested for something. The very catch and release charges we have seen NYPD employ to chill the First Amendment rights of the press has been so abused that in another case, the US Department of Justice expressed its concerns that discretionary charges such as disorderly conduct, loitering, disturbing the peace, and resisting arrest are all too easily used to curtail expressive conduct or retaliate against individuals for exercising their First Amendment rights. Therefore, the words lawful arrest should be deleted as criteria for suspension or revocation and replaced with the applicant within the last 2 years has pled guilty to or was convicted of a misdemeanor or felony committed in the city of New York while news gathering. Alternatively, we propose that a provision be added that states if after an arrest, the journalist is acquitted or not convicted of a crime, the journalist's press credentials should be immediately restored and that arrest cannot be used as the basis for a permanent revocation or future denial of press credentials. Similarly, the language regarding failure to comply with a lawful order is overly broad and should also be completely stricken as it leaves open far too much opportunity for abuse of discretion in suspending or revoking a press credential. Press credential misuse or misrepresentation should also be better defined or struck as they are overly broad and vague terms. Also of concern is what may be perceived as a conflict of interest between the new press credential unit and some of the other listed divisions of MOME, such as the Office of Film, Theater, and Broadcasting and the Office of Nightlife. We believe as credentialed and non-credentialed journalists often cover events sponsored or granted permits by these MOME offices, it would be in everyone's best interest to address those concerns before a final review is implemented, and at the very least, establish firewalls between these divisions with clear written guidelines regarding how any conflict shall be resolved. We greatly appreciate the opportunity to speak today, along with our filed written comments, which we hope will be given serious consideration and that their adoption and incorporation into the final rule will help improve the credentialing process. Thank you very much for your time and attention.
Thank you, Mickey. Okay, the next person is Tim Scheld. Do we have a Tim Scheld? Okay, I'll return. I'll call Tim again at the end of the hearing. Next person is Robert Roth.
Good morning, Ms. Yap, Ms. Barrett-Peterson, and representatives of the Office of the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment. My name is Robert Roth, and I am both a journalist and a media lawyer. However, this is not about me. This is about the very important subject of press credentials, which are essential for journalists to exercise the constitutionally protected right of freedom of the press. I am one of the signatories of the comments submitted to MOME today by a group of 10 First Amendment attorneys. While I endorse those comments, I supplement them with the following ones that are solely my own. At the City Council hearings, on Intro 2118, which established the local law referenced earlier, I advocated that if the council wanted to transfer jurisdiction of press credentials from the NYPD, it should form a separate agency. Instead, the council chose to put this important activity in MOME. MOME has a history of favoring film and television productions over journalists, whether it be on access to public streets or other situations. To cite just a recent example, on Sunday, October 10th, your agency allowed a production company to take over the entire New York Press parking zone on 6th Avenue and 51st Street, even though they were not shooting that day. But who was shooting? The many still photographers and videographers who were covering the Columbus Day Parade and for whom these parking spaces were reserved by the Department of Transportation. I note that while your Office of Film, Theater, and Broadcasting is headed by a deputy commissioner, the press credential unit is slated to be headed by someone in a job classification two categories below. Unless this is changed, journalists will undoubtedly feel they're getting second-class treatment. There are some suggestions that I and others made to your agency, which I do not see addressed in your proposed rules. For example, MoM has the opportunity to reverse the vindictive action taken by the Bloomberg administration, and you can restore the right to press parking. The news media is the only major business that is not allowed commercial parking privileges. And bring back the press identification card so other legitimate journalists who cover things such as sports or business can have a recognized press card. Finally, while there are numerous issues with the grounds for suspension, one is particularly unconscionable. On page 12, you list a ground for suspension if the holder misused or misrepresented the press credential while not acting in a news gathering capacity. The term misused, I believe, is so vague as to be unconstitutionally void. And misrepresented, here is a press card. It has the word press on it, written five times, twice in 1/2-inch type. How can you misrepresent anything that this is anything other than a press card? Thank you for your consideration of these comments.
Thank you, Robert. Okay, the next person is Daniel Novak.
Good morning, thank you. I'm speaking on behalf of myself and nine other First Amendment attorneys. We submitted some written testimony, and I just want to echo what Mickey Osterreicher, Robert Roth both put out, so I don't want to repeat them. I think what I'd like to emphasize is simply that the reason why MoM has this jurisdiction is because NYPD was not a good steward of this program. And therefore, our concern is that any aspects of these regulations that confer authority to NYPD to frustrate the program will lead to the same results we've had in the past. And so while NYPD can't seize the cards any longer, they can make an arrest. And that would itself, you know, this is the lawful arrest category that, as others have pointed out, allows them to frustrate the program by essentially arresting for any of the number of things that, that police officers can charge you with on the basis of merely upsetting them. And that itself would create a problem for a photographer because then, or a journalist at that point, because the lawful arrest could take months, you know, if not longer, to work out. So I echo the call to have defined timelines and have defined offenses so that we don't have this limbo period that that journalists will suffer through. So having it be continued on an actual conviction would certainly be one way to address that. Another area that I'd like to quickly emphasize is there's currently no timeline to appeal a denial of a press pass, and that certainly there needs to be something there for people to rely upon if they are denied, so they can get a timely appeal to MoM. While there's no timeline for a suspension hearing to take place, we're less concerned with that because the longer that the government waits to attempt the suspension does not disadvantage the journalist. However, in circumstances where they're not getting it outright, there should be a timely a turnaround, 30 days, something like that. So I'll yield the rest of my time, but I appreciate this. And I think this is a really great step in the right direction. And with a little more precision could be a really good new program.
Okay, thank you, Daniel. Next, I have Todd Mazel. We'll unmute you. Okay, there you go.
All right, here we are. Thank you. The leadership, the NYPPA, of which I'm representing today, the largest and oldest press organization in New York City, wishes to express the deepest concerns with the new regulations regarding the issuance and policies of the press card. Press card has been and continues to be a security clearance and not a license to practice journalism. It is a pass to enter areas that general public cannot enter, where security for VIPs and government officials must be assured. Therefore, if MoM is to grant press credentials, the agency must consider whether that individual is in fact a member of the media or an interloper or an infiltrator with other motives. While we agree with much of the new rules, there are procedures that must be resolved to avoid legal issues. Therefore, we are concerned with the following parts. The standard press card, for example, we are concerned that the providing credentials to the supervisory staff, editorial production personnel will increase the number of credentials issued citywide. This will conversely mean that people will now qualify for corresponding press plates designated NYP for the purpose of parking. Currently, spaces are provided some offices of media organizations, whereas there are other areas like Associated Press, Mail Online, Patch, name a few, don't have spaces. The city has made it clear they are not increasing those spaces, but instead decreasing them to discourage vehicle use, as many journalists use their vehicles as a mobile office. We surmise there will be substantially more vehicles with NYP plates than available spaces, especially for those who are mobile. We also believe that when the NYPD ran the press card office, supervisors at all levels of media organizations were issued credentials, many using them to gain access to entertainment venues and special events. They also used them to gain press plates to park throughout the city. That was stopped when criteria for credentials was tightened. Supervisors lost their and their bosses no longer qualified. Current MOM rules would again cause that process to go in reverse. On the topic of suspension, revocation, we believe simple misdemeanor arrest on what could be spurious charges could not be a sole reason for suspension. We believe that any suspension be done in consultation with the district attorney in any borough. We agree that anyone charged or facing suspension revocation be given due process, of course. We also believe that the current rules as drafted give very little leeway to MOM to forego an oath hearing. Oath is currently overwhelmed. We believe that a simple case can last for months, if not years, to adjudicate, leading to lack of speedy due process. Therefore, like the NYPD previously done, MOM should be prepared to review in-house complaints. Our legal advisors say this is an assumed procedure, but still, we believe it should be spelled out as MOM reserves the right to decide whether a suspension or revocation shall proceed to oath. We also believe that pending charges from other jurisdictions.
Todd, I'm sorry, but you've reached your 3-minute limit. Thank you. So that concludes the list of people who signed up before the hearing. We're now going to proceed to, I'm going to call again the person who I called earlier but did not appear. We're also going to open the floor to anyone else who wishes to testify but did not sign up before the hearing. If you do wish to testify at this time, please raise your hand. If you are calling in, you can do that. You can raise your hand by pressing *9. Again, each person will be given 3 minutes to testify. I'm sorry ahead of time, but we will have to mute you at the 3-minute limit. And we will call you in the order that you raised your hand. I will call again, Tim Scheld. Okay, Tim did not appear. And I don't see any raised hands. Again, if you want to testify, please raise your hand. And if you're calling in, please, you can raise your hand by pressing *9. Rebecca Aguilar.
Thank you so much for inviting us to this hearing today. I am Rebecca Aguilar, president of the Society of Professional Journalists. I'm also here to represent the Deadline Club, the New York chapter of SPJ. I don't want to repeat what the others here have shared, but we are in full support of many of the messages that were put forth today. The Deadline Club, the Society of Professional Journalists, and our partners represented at this hearing will be keeping a close eye on any modifications of these rules. We want to ensure the constitutional liberty afforded to members of the press remains intact now and for as long as we enjoy our democratic process and freedom. Thank you again for this hearing. Thank you to our partners here. And I hope that everyone will be listening. Crystal clear, the message is here that we need to be fair and we should have a fair process. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rebecca. Does anyone else wish to testify? Okay, I don't see any raised hands, so we're going to conclude the hearing at this point. Thank you all for coming today and sharing your thoughts on MOME's proposed rules. We will be posting all comments that we received as well as a transcript of this hearing on our website in the near future, so please look out for that information. Thank you again.